The Lion Whisperer, page 111. Sometimes our life takes an unexpected turn and leads us in a direction we didn't foresee. After graduating with a BSc, Bachelor of Science degree, Kevin Richardson began a career in helping people through the tough process of physical rehabilitation after they had undergone surgery. One day, a surprising thing happened, and he was offered the opportunity to work at a local lion park near Johannesburg, South Africa. He came to a fork in the road and chose his path. After that, there was no turning back, and today he is famous worldwide for the work he does with lions and hyenas in South Africa. He's been featured in news stories, starred in and produced films, and written books. He's known as the Lion Whisperer and is considered one of the most knowledgeable experts in the world when it comes to lions and other large African predators. King of Beasts. From the beginning, Kevin Richardson loved animals, any kind of animal. He found them all fascinating. While working at the lion park, he was especially captivated by the majesty, beauty, and strength of the King of Beasts, the lions. He had doubts about traditional training methods using sticks, chains, and whips, and felt that there must be a better way to interact with these big cats. So, disregarding common practice, he decided to try something different, an alternative method. His methods involved getting to know each individual animal. He learns what each of them like and dislike, what makes them angry, and what works towards earning their trust. He becomes part of the family, part of the pride. He's a self-taught animal behaviorist and has his own views on what works and why. Big cats are usually solitary creatures and live for the most part on their own. Lions are different. They live in social groups called prides. Each pride usually consists of related females and young adult males and one dominant male. The females do most of the hunting in groups, and the dominant male guards his territory and protects the female lionesses and cubs. Wildlife sanctuary. Lion numbers are decreasing. This is mostly due to hunting, habitat loss, disease, and the conflicts that arise between humans and predators. Kevin Richardson's Wildlife Sanctuary is on a mission to educate the public and provide a safe haven to large carnivores. Ultimately, Kevin's vision is to change the way people think and to minimize the number of carnivores kept in captivity. He is passionate about getting rid of the cub petting industry and believes it is directly linked to the canned hunting industry. Located about an hour northeast of Johannesburg, the sanctuary is made up of 13 fenced enclosures and covers 1,300 hectares of land. Taking care of so many animals is expensive, and there were times when Kevin was unsure about whether or not he would be able to keep the reserve open and running. Luckily, those worries are now in the past. The main aim of the Wildlife Sanctuary is to raise public awareness to the plight of lions through education, using social media, films, documentaries, and television. These programs provide most of the funds needed to run the sanctuary and make it self-sustainable. The sanctuary also runs a volunteer program for those who are interested in getting involved and learning more in an up-close and personal way. Hyenas have a bad rap. They are usually portrayed as the disgusting bad guy. Hyenas are thought to be dirty scavengers who are vicious, mean, and evil. In the movie The Lion King, the hyenas were the enemy to the other animals, including the lions. In a short essay, explore this topic with regard to the stereotype and compare it to Kevin Richardson's ideas about hyenas. How might our ideas about wild animals and our feelings towards them affect their fate? The continued existence of wildlife and wilderness is important to the quality of life of humans. Jim Fowler. Language Bank. Rehabilitation, fork in the road, predators, fascinating, captivated, majesty, interact, disregarding, alternative, pride, behaviorist, decreasing, habitat, safe haven, carnivores, located, plight, self-sustainable, volunteer. What's the difference between these two words? Affect, effect. Reflect and connect. 1. What are the factors that are endangering lions and other predators? Do some research on this topic and prepare a presentation on the subject. 2. Kevin Richardson uses alternative methods in his dealings with the large predators he works with. Has he been criticized for this? Find out what others are saying about these methods and write a short paper with your findings. Diary. Do you think that you would be interested in signing up as a volunteer at a place like Kevin Richardson's wildlife sanctuary? Give your reasons. Have you ever come to a fork in the road and had your plans or your life change because of the path you chose? Explain. Reflect on the meaning of the above quote by Jim Fowler. What does this mean and how is it important? Explain and give examples to support your views.